Basically, it starts with a bit far away, with troubadours from Game Henge. Ladies and gentlemen, and some of you probably know about Game Henge and some of you don't, but Game Henge is a land far away from here. And I'm just going to tell you about the early years of Game Henge. Some of you might know about later, Wilson, Evil King Wilson, the Helping Friendly Book, Colonel Foreman, blah, 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 all that. But this is a song that we're going to play right now. People have probably heard it, but I don't know that you know what it's about, so I'm going to tell you. Game Henge is a beautiful, serene, green, pasture-like land. It's got a huge forest stretching out into the distance on one side, the enormous mountain rising off from out of the forest on the other side, and then way off in the distance on the left is a vast green field. Now, for thousands and thousands of years, the people of this land, the lizard people, lived in peace and harmony with nature, until, of course, the evil King Wilson came along and enslaved them all. But that's a different story, so I'm not going to talk about that right now. Just picture, if you will, you're floating above this huge, beautiful, serene, vast forest. Floating above it, there's a mountain over there, rising the distance, and as you kind of cruise above the forest, and you come to the edge of the forest, it opens up into this field. And the field goes off as far as you can see for the distance in every direction. You step out of the forest, and then when you turn around again, the field is in every direction. The forest is gone. You're standing in the middle of this green field. And you see off to the distance, three lizard people walking slowly, trudging with large packs on their back across the green field, walking slowly across the field, and you kind of get in behind them, and now you're walking across this field with the three lizard people, and you're walking along, you don't know where you're going, but suddenly off in the distance you see a tiny, tiny speck. You keep walking towards it, as it grows, and you see that it's a black, something black in the middle of the field, and you're walking closer and closer, and it starts to take shape, until you walk up to it, you see that it's a huge, black, rhombus. It's a huge black rhombus that's gone floating in the middle of the thing. You get up to it, you can't believe how big it was because there's no reference points because the field goes off in every direction. You couldn't see from a distance. But you keep walking and getting closer and closer until you see it's a huge black rhombus floating in the middle of a vast green field. At which point, you open up the back of your pack next to lizard people, you take out your three-pronged climbing utensil, and you begin to sling it around. And you hook it on top of the rhombus, and then you slowly start to climb. Until you get up on top of the rhombus. And from up on the rhombus, you can see off miles in every direction. And the three lizard people next to you realize are involved in this prayer. It's a yearly ritual. They're singing to the knights of the gods of the night sky, and thanking them for all the forests and the trees. And they look up at the sky and they begin to sing this prayer. And this is the prayer.